Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ethan Raines, and you are tuned in to Stardish Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is July 15, 2008, and I am your host, Joanne. As always, everyone, the call-in number, 347-945-5423. Make sure that you all go rate the show once it's finished. You know it's usually available for download about 30 minutes once we've gone off the air. Scheduling, don't forget, tune in tomorrow. Bradford Anderson will be checking in and letting us know what's going on with his character. And then on Thursday the 17th at a special time of 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Antonio Sabato Jr. will be stopping by as well, and we're going to find out what Jagger's been up to all these years. But, oh my God, tonight is an extremely exciting night because I have on the phone one of the hottest doctors in Port Charles right now. And without any further delay, that's all I can say, is everybody, I just want you all to welcome Mr. Jason Thompson to Stardish Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. The hottest doctor. I think I'm the only doctor, aren't I?
You know what? Yeah, I think you are. You're the neurologist. You play everything. So
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Everybody's going crazy that Dr. Drake is on the phone. Let's see here. Let's get started with a little bit of fun facts.
Okay.
You're originally from Canada.
Yeah,
very heavily into hockey. Edmonton Oilers, right?
Yeah, I grew up playing hockey, and that was the team that I followed when I was a kid and then continued to follow. I still watch them pretty much every game they play, so.
Yeah, and surfing. Your co-owned two bars out in Edmonton, Halo and Red Star.
Yes.
And you were also a former roommate of Greg Vaughn, is that right?
Well, kind of, somewhat. I was going through escrow on my house, and I really didn't have a place to stay at the time, so he was gracious enough to lend me a room for a couple months, and that's where I ended up staying with him, yeah.
Okay, well, the next thing is you're a proud owner of a Great Dane named after Pearl
Jam. Yes, he just ran up as you said that. Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, Great Danes are my favorite dogs, so I was really excited when I saw that. I used to have one as a little kid. He used to ride my little horse.
He's great. He's Harlequin. He's black, white, and like three different tones of gray.
Oh, wonderful. Well, one of the girls in the chat room, her name is Carrie. She said that she knew that you were a big fan of Pearl Jam and wanted to know if you ever had the chance to meet Eddie Vedder.
No, I have not. I've met Mike McCready and Stone Gossard, but I've never met Eddie Vedder, no. Have not.
No,
not yet.
Yeah, you gotta get him to come play at one of your clubs. That would be pretty awesome.
That would be quite amazing. Yeah, but no, I'm a big fan. I've just always been into the band, but a lot of respect for the music they've made and contributions to what various charities have been a part of, and just in songwriting ability and everything. So just a lot of respect for the band, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me a little bit about how your fan club weekend went.
I think it went really well. I hope everybody had a good time. Kimberly and I did one together, our separate one from the whole cast. But So we had, I would think, about 190 to 200 people or something like that. So it was a good turnout.
Wow.
And Finola Hughes showed up for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and she graced us with her presence, which is always wonderful.
She's
fabulous. Really good time. We have some amazing fans. Some, obviously, you know, Soap fans are very, very supportive, and there's no wavering with that. Our fans are so supportive of us, even in rough times and everything else. But just even as Jason and Kimberly, they're very, very supportive, which is always nice, and they're able to separate what we have to do on a daily basis, whether it's writing that they don't really like or whatever, or a certain storyline, the way it goes. They can separate it so they still respect us and support us, even though they might disagree with the way the character's going or whatever. Everybody has their opinion.
Right.
But just very, very supportive all around.
can I tell you that I just got, when you said how many people are at your event, I glanced up at the computer screen. Can I tell you I have 132 users in my chat room now? That's the most I've ever had since I started this show.
Wow.
I swear to you, that's the most I've had. Now it's up to 135. That's the most I've had ever.
I have a big family, though, so I think 100 of that is probably my parents and aunts and uncles.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think so, darling. You are just one popular guy.
I mean, that just goes to show. They're just so supportive. And I think that, you know, I think Kimberly and I do. It's important to us to try and be, whether when we're at work, very natural and try and bring the characters to life in a natural way and all still have a little bit of fun and not be too boring. But at the same time, even when we do our public appearances, we really want people to feel comfortable and give us their opinions, whether they like it, whether they don't, you know, and ask us the questions that they are kind of wanting to ask or the information that might not be played out in scenes, how we felt about it, what we think the character's going. So we try and be open in that way also, and I think it opens it up to just a kind of a healthier conversation. And I want them to feel that they kind of get to know us a little bit when they do meet us and not just, you know, Patrick or whatever.
Right.
Because
we
are separate from what we do, and that's part of our job also.
Exactly. Tell me a little bit about the project that you did with Marc Jacobs.
It's for the Melanoma Fund of NYU. Basically, they've done it a year prior to that, and it was very successful. I had a couple of that did it that year, and my really good friend Brian Bowen Smith, who is the photographer that shoots all those, is really good friends with Robert and Mark. And I've met them on numerous occasions, and they asked me to do it the first time. I just couldn't get it done in time. And so when the opportunity came around to do it again, I jumped at the chance. It's a great group of people that have chosen to basically take their clothes off for the charity. And also, obviously, the most important thing is that the money, 100% of it goes to the Melanoma Fund. And I just read a study last week how more young women are getting diagnosed with melanoma than ever before. And that's just a dangerous place to get to. So, you know, and once again, if I can lend whatever it is, whether it's a piece of my body or mind or whatever it is, to some charity and kind of get the word out there, that I think it's a certain responsibility that I have.
I don't think people realize how deadly melanoma really is.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, when I was 32, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
Wow.
But at the same time, my neighbor around the corner from me, she was 31, and she had been diagnosed with melanoma 2 years prior, and she, within about a month after my diagnosis, she actually died from melanoma. So it's definitely, and we live in Florida, so it's
A lot of sun. It's dangerous, and because it can sneak up on you also, and that's Robert, the guy basically who is besides Mark, he's the guy behind Marc Jacobs, the one that funds it and all that kind of stuff. And he had melanoma, and that's how they started it also.
It's definitely something. But no, good. I was very happy to see you getting involved in something like that. That was really great.
Thanks. Yeah.
Now, when you've been on GH for a little bit now, and who did anything have to do with the fact that you do resemble Rick Springfield get you in there a little faster?
I absolutely think it helps. I mean, you know, I've been in Los Angeles for close to 9-10 years or so now, and this is really one of my, well, really probably my only significant job. I mean, I'd done a couple jobs before, but nothing of this stature and everything else. And I, being in the city for that long, auditioning and you know, getting close on things and not getting him or vice versa, you know, it's everything has to line up just about perfect for anybody to get a job, male, female, whatever, what gender or age or whatever your look is and everything. It's very, very difficult to get a job in the city. There's so much competition. So, yeah, it's threading a needle, and it helps if you're the right, you got to be the right age. They have a certain look that they have in mind, and obviously playing the son of somebody that's already established, you have to. I mean, there was a lot of guys in that room that we all look pretty similar at a certain point when you get down the line far enough. But, I think it absolutely helps me, and thank God for that, because it's been a great job so far.
Absolutely. I don't think I really noticed it as much until I watched some scenes with you today in the courtroom, and definitely saw a lot of it there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So now, okay, Robin and Patrick are going through some unconventional baby-daddy drama, I'm going to say, because the rules are reversed. In this instance, you know, usually it's the man who does want to walk away. And even though Patrick, you know, the bachelor, didn't really want to be saddled with anything but, you know, a drink and a nice pair of legs, turned his views around, and he's just so determined to be a dad and a family with the woman that he loves. And the fact is that Patrick and Robin do love each other. It's just that she's so headstrong and stubborn, afraid that Patrick is just going to disappear in the middle of, you know, raising the child. She just doesn't, you know, wants to avoid it at all costs.
Yes.
Now, how is this, are they going to carry this story now into Night Shift Season 2?
So far, we start shooting, we have our table read tomorrow for Episode 4. And, no, you know, we're in a good place. And I think on G8, in the next couple, what you're going to see in the next couple weeks, after the courtroom and all that kind of stuff, we do come to an understanding, and we are together on it. You know, I think it kind of helps. You can see us whenever you want, she says at the end there. And
right.
And I think she kind of understands a little bit more. I think he put his heart out there in a place that, you know, he, I think, chance there to maybe not go there and try and work on it. But he, I think there's a part of him, and maybe the audacity of it is what needed to happen in order to show that I think he is serious about it. And he's not promising to be the perfect guy, but or the perfect husband or perfect whatever it is going to be, a father or whatever, but he's obviously very, very willing to try and basically do what or give his child what he didn't have, a lot of the things.
Right.
And I know his commitment is there, so I know that that's, I think, what got us to the courtroom and everything else, and I think that showed, I hope, and now they're in a better place. Now they're in a better place about it. So catching up with Night Shift, we're a couple weeks away from, or 2 weeks away from that premiere. So we are in a good place on Night Shift. We're together. We still kind of have our regular banter. We'll go back and forth about, more so about medical issues and all that kind of stuff, or what's going on in the hospital more so than our relationship. Also, there's definitely relationship things happening. But so we're in a better place, and it's you know, there are obviously two different shows, but at the same time, they really don't have to worry about Kimberly and then, you know, Epiphany every once in a while when she's coming in there and if she's got something going on. But I think that might have been one of some of the reason why the cast changed.
Right.
So they don't have the responsibility of lining up like the Jason character, the Spinelli character, and whoever else might come on for a couple episodes.
Right.
So yeah, it's gonna mesh. It's not gonna be exactly the same, I don't think, but we're definitely where we are emotionally on Night Shift is basically where we'll be on General Hospital also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I had Ethan Raines on last night, and he spoke so highly of you, I wanted to edit my pieces and have his little sound clips, but my kids just didn't permit me to get that done today. But he just raved about you and said how fabulous you are to work with. So that I wanted to relate to you, that he has the highest respect for you. Now, I'm going to have on I was misinformed, and I thought Bradford Anderson was coming back on the show, but he'll be on with me again tomorrow, a little encore appearance. But Antonio Sabato Jr. is coming on Thursday. What are your scenes like with him now? Because is he going to cause a little trouble in there?
I don't know what kind of trouble it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit different because obviously he's got his connection with Robin, obviously being Stone's brother, and now he's got a little son that's named Stone. And so it's he basically comes back as a visit, and then he ends up kind of staying for a little bit, to be honest with you. I don't know how long or what storyline is really kind of going to develop into, but, yeah, he's going to stick around. We're going to find ourselves in a couple situations closer than we really feel comfortable doing. But it gives it a little bit of lightness, a little bit of humor to it. You know, Patrick is a jealous guy. He doesn't probably show it as much as Robin would probably want him to show it, but at the same time, he definitely feels that at times. But it's, you know, he's a great guy. I didn't know him before. I only heard great things, really, really nice things about him, and he's been all that. He's been really gracious and nice, and it's been fun. We've had a really good time so far.
That's good. I'm really looking forward to the season two. I explained to Ethan last night that, you know, I felt a little disconnected with the first season. To me, it was a little confusing, and it was a little way too far-fetched. So I'm really, really looking forward to what you guys are going to do now. And now you're the chief of staff now.
I become chief of staff. So there's it's definitely it's written in a different way. You know, everybody was under such pressure last year because Bob Guzzo, our head writer, and Jill, our executive producer, were doing General Hospital at the same time. So there was a lot going on. Our crew was exhausted because they'd work all week in the show, and we'd be shooting for 20 hours a day doing night shifts. So
right.
It was a lot. But this year, it's fresh, new vibe. Obviously, some great new cast members that come up. As, like you said, talk to Ethan. He's doing a great job. These guys have a lot of energy. The girls also. They're really, really excited about working, and you feel that on set, and they all trying to bring their best. And as far as executive producers and the crew, too, it's a great opportunity, I think, for soaps, and it's a great opportunity for everybody on the job just to kind of be working, and it's a little bit different. It feels to go there and do something a little bit different, although it's the same character, you know, to work with different people. It's shot differently. The scripts are different. It's different sets. So, it's nice to have some freshness that it comes, like, you play Patrick every day. It's nice to do something a little bit, a little bit different.
Right. And on Monday, I'm going to be having on Carrie Southworth. How is it working with her?
Great. She played Gwen. I don't know if anybody remembers, but she played Gwen, which is this girl that I think I slept with or did something in med school.
Way back.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
really?
Now I remember that.
Yeah, that was the Gwen girl. So she's coming back. She's not playing Gwen. She's playing her character on Night Shift.
Carrie Simpson, right.
And she's doing a wonderful job. She's got great energy with the guy that she plays opposite with a lot of the show. And, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of just great energy that these people are bringing to the characters. And I think it's really going to show.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, I'm really excited. And everybody listen, that's July 22nd, 11 p.m. on SoapNet. And, Jason, can I just tell you that these people are going crazy, that I have 184 people in the chat room. And they are telling me how much they love you, and they love the Patrick-Robin chemistry. They can't wait to see what's going to happen. So you've got a ton of support out here. One girl is asking if you're accepting marriage proposals. I don't think so. Not through the chat room, darling. Through the chat room.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready to take some telephone calls?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to go over here to area code 703, which I believe is in Virginia. 703, you're on the phone with Mr. Jason Thompson. 703. Hello. Hi, you're on the phone with Jason. What's your name?
Hi, JT. My name's JoJo.
Hi, JoJo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I just wanted to tell you how much of a diehard Scrub fan I am.
Nice.
You guys are actually the only reason I watch General Hospital.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in any of the other couples, so it's really good to get that 8 minutes of Scrub scenes that.
Does it help you? Does it sustain? It's maybe not enough. I always wish that we played, we worked a little bit more, because I just love being there and playing obviously Patrick, but playing opposite Kimberly too. So I wish we did more, but I'm glad. I appreciate that. I really do. It means a lot to us both that people support us.
Yeah, I really love Scrubs. It's kind of a question. I had a question. There's like a rumor that you guys filmed the baby sex scenes this week. Is that true?
I think it's next week.
Next week?
Excuse me.
So you already know the sex of the baby?
I personally do, yes.
Do you want to share it with the rest of us?
I could never do that.
You can.
No, I can't do that because it would ruin the surprise, you know?
Do you already know the dialogue for the scene?
No, I haven't seen the script yet, but I saw the breakdowns, and I think we talk about it and all that kind of stuff. And but no, I haven't. I have not read that log yet. No.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
I'll call back in a couple of weeks from now, and then we can talk about it.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Okay. So thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yes, they're going next.
Choking there for a second.
I know. Are you okay? You need
a
minute?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay. Area code 201, New Jersey. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Gina.
Gina. Nice to meet you, Gina.
We already met before, but that's okay.
Have we?
Yeah, twice.
Where? And where is that?
Super Soap Weekend.
Okay.
and back in March you came to Jersey.
Oh, nice. Good. Well,
yeah.
Nice to
talk to you again.
I can't really say see you again, but talk to you again, I should say.
Yeah, that works. All right. I have a question.
Yes.
Well, ever since Patrick arrived in Port Charles, he had some accomplishments, like various surgeries and beating the HIV scare and falling in love with Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And recently he pretty much believed that he can really be a father and a good one at that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, like, what is the next hurdle you want him to overcome?
Wow, that's a great question. I think, well, I don't think by any means this baby stuff's over. I think any mother can attest your life completely changes, and so I'm sure Patrick and Rob's life will change dramatically, I think, when the baby's born and even leading up to it. I think so. I personally think for Patrick, an accomplishment will be changing diapers, babysitting. Those are things that I'm sure he's going to be very, very proud of that he can actually do or try and do and not mess up or put it on straight or whatever. I think he's going to be a little more comfortable opening up brains, but at the same time, I think he's excited about it. And I think, you know, I think he's going to work really, really hard at it and try and be, I guess, the best he can, obviously. He's got that attitude, and I think it's going to obviously come across as trying to be a father, too.
Yeah, you're already doing a good job.
Oh, thank you very much. I love kids. It's very difficult to pretend that I don't want to be around them or pretend that, I grew up babysitting all the time and stuff like that, and all my friends are kids, and I love being around them, so I'm looking forward to playing with a baby all the time.
I'm fans are too.
Well, good. I'm glad.
We're glad too. We're really excited. We're just
good.
Glad it's over with, that you're going, like, smooth sailing from here. So.
What's that?
We're glad you're going smooth sailing from here.
Yeah, well, I don't know how smooth it's going to be, but it's definitely going to be smoother than what's happening. I think we're definitely moving to being a lot closer and a lot more together than we have been in the past, obviously. So it's going to be good.
That's reassuring.
Good, yeah.
Very reassuring.
Good.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Gina. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Gina.
Bye. Goodbye.
Okay. We're going to go over here to area code 585. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson, 585.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Ruth.
Hey, Ruth. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize your number. Say
okay,
hi to Jason.
Honey.
Hi, Jason. I met you up at Omega Sports. I'm the one
that
had the trouble with the camera.
Oh, well, that's happened a couple
me.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always some
you...
sort of camera trouble.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to tell you what a great job you're doing.
Thank you.
You've
very much.
Really grown since you first came on the show.
Good.
And I love the storyline that Patrick was fighting for his rights to be a dad.
Yeah.
You are doing an awesome job.
Thank you very much.
And that heartfelt performance in that courtroom.
Yeah.
You made me cry.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my job. That's what I try to do. No, I was really excited when I first read that. I think it was written really well. I think it was written in a natural way, and I thought, you know, if I just kind of try and be as honest as possible through this, I think it's going to kind of do its job. And, I mean, I said it before, but when you sit there and you have a great relationship with the people you work with, looking across and seeing, like, Kimberly and everybody else, and it's a lot easier to have a connection with somebody, really care about somebody, and then, you know, kind of just be the character for a minute and say the important things to somebody that you do respect and you do love in a certain way. So it comes across a little bit easier, which is always nice, because something like that's a little more difficult to do if, you know, if that connection isn't there with the person you're saying it to.
Well, it takes an absolute fantastic actor to portray it in that manner.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, and it was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you,
and
too.
And keep up the amazing job.
All right, I
and
appreciate it.
And answer your fan mail.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I know. You have a good night, honey.
Thank you. You too.
Keep up the great job. Bye-bye.
Now, do you monitor your own MySpace page, or is that your page, or does somebody do that for you?
I don't know. No, it's not mine. I have no idea who that is. I don't know, have any MySpace or Facebook or anything, so I don't know if there's
Okay. Well, no, that's good to know, to put it out there and let people know, because when you browse these sites, people really think they're talking to you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because you can't really monitor it. And
yeah,
I mean, it's happened a couple times.
Yeah. Well, everybody that's listening in the chat room, all 199 of you, he does not have a MySpace page, and Jason does not have Facebook. So stop writing to whoever that is, because it's not him.
Yeah,
we just broke 200
okay.
users in the chat room, Jason.
Great.
You're fantastic.
That's good.
I love
Let's
it.
Get to four.
Okay. We're going to Rockland County, 845. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Oh, glad to hear it. Oh, my God.
What's your name, honey?
I'm Becky. Vanessa. Hello.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. My best friend Becky's on the phone, too. She's very shy.
Wow.
Hi.
Do we get extra? Do we get an extra number in the chat room for this one?
Yeah, right now.
No.
We'll bump it up to 201 now. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Joanne.
Perfect.
All right, what's your question for Jason, girls?
Actually, two questions. One is, we live in New York, obviously. You coming to New York anytime soon?
I don't have anything planned right now, but New York trips seem to kind of come up with
you
a little more frequency, so.
Yeah, you got to come.
Yeah,
I know Kimberly's coming in this month.
She's not, actually. We should put that out there, too. I'm pretty sure. I can't be 100%, but is it her and Sonia's event?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not doing it. They're not doing it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so whoever anybody else is planning on kind of maybe going there, that one, they're going to reschedule it just because with fan events and everything else and with Night Shift, they just didn't have the time to put it together, mm-hmm. so they're going to try and postpone it till after Night Shift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you got to definitely make a trip out here.
Yeah, well, I love coming to that city, and I take any opportunity I can to come to New York.
Good.
Well, you'll be going to Boston in October, right, Jason?
Yeah, I'm going to do Boston in October, yeah.
Well, our other question was,
yes.
We heard a rumor that you were shooting a pilot for another show,
mm-hmm.
and we were a little nervous.
Well, not that I know of, no.
Oh, good.
That's good news.
No, well, I mean, I have some things out there, but as of right now, no, nothing's happening.
Oh, good. Very
yeah,
good.
So.
We want to keep seeing you on the
Patrick.
Show.
Yeah. Yes, we love seeing you on the show. You've been one of our favorite additions.
Yes, definitely.
Good.
Right.
Well, I appreciate it. It's pretty crazy to think the first couple days are even auditioning for the job and to kind of think where the character is and where I am now. I always kind of sit back once in a while, remember
mm-hmm.
the feeling of getting the job or even auditioning for the job. And just, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, the amount of support that people have shown, it's quite phenomenal. So I'm really grateful for it.
You're definitely needed.
It's great.
On the
well,
show.
We're grateful for you too.
Yeah,
well, thank
we are.
You.
We're grateful for you too.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you very much, you guys. Have a good
bye.
Night.
Thanks, Joanne
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Girls. Bye,
bye.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that question. There were some rumors going around saying that you were possibly going to be going over to what's that ABC show, Brothers and Sisters?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, you know, I think it's a great, great show. I'd be more than honored to be a part of it, whether it's a couple episodes or whatever, but my parents love that show. But as of right now, no, it's not happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
All your fans are going crazy saying, oh, gosh, he's such a nice guy. Now, what people are asking in the chat room, when you first screen tested, did you know that Robin was going to be your love interest, and did you know about the HIV storyline, and how did you feel about that?
Hold on one second. I've got Chief's phones here. I didn't know totally about it. I knew a little bit about it, obviously, just from doing a little bit of research and such, but I tested with her for the job, and we rehearsed it before we went up there, so I met her. But no, I didn't know who she was. I didn't know really that much about the character and stuff like that, and it was a pretty generic audition scene. I knew
mm-hmm.
it was a doctor, obviously. I found out very, very shortly before, maybe 20 minutes or so before I tested, that Richard Greenfield was playing my father. I was playing his son. So information was scattered and kind of minimal, but I kind of put it what I could together and kind of just went in and tried to get a connection with Kimberly at that time, and I was fortunate enough to come out with the job.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. Well, I think that answered their question. And I'm telling you now, the two girls that were just in the chat room, Vanessa and Becky,
yeah,
they just said that your hotness factor just rose through the roof after that conversation.
Great. That's what I'm here for. The hotness factor.
The hotness factor just shot up, Jason.
That's funny.
Okay. Let's go to area code 925. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Oh.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kim. How are you?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
It's Kim.
Kim?
Kim, turn down your speaker, honey. We got some feedback here.
I've got one life to live in the background there. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. I play that before I listen. I watch General Hospital.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we met before. Thank you. So we met before in Las Vegas. We had a private photo shoot together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Thanks.
Love you on the show. Love the storyline.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, your turnout in Los Angeles was pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, it was good. We had a good time, and some lucky soon-to-be parents. Our parents are going to have tons of baby clothes.
You guys are donating that stuff?
yeah, all of that went to a charity here in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
We missed you at the Girls' Night Out event, though.
Yeah. I don't even think I'm allowed to go to those things. I think Ignacio's allowed to go, but he can dance, so, you know, they don't invite me to those.
Yeah, Ignacio did do a nice little dance there.
I heard.
Yeah. So anyways, I just wanted to say hey, and you're doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you again.
All right, you too. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. We're going into another New York area code 917. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson. What's your name? 917? Oh, they hung up, 917.
Nope.
Okay. All right, let's go to area code 603. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, you're on the phone with Jason.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Hi, I just wanted to call. And Jason, I want to tell you, I came back to General Hospital because I knew Kimberly was coming back.
Okay.
And, you know, nobody knew, I guess, what was going to happen. But let me tell you, you were just so great with her.
Well,
I am just so thrilled that they brought you on because I just can't stop watching.
Well,
I am totally hooked on you, the couple. You're the only reason I watch.
Wow. Awesome.
You know, I'm just grateful that people know, like the internet, they tell you when you guys are on, because I know when I need to tape and I know when I need not to tape.
That's hilarious. Well, I appreciate it. I mean, it's great. I mean, I don't know how many times I don't think I could probably say enough about the support that we get, but, you know, and I mean, you know, a huge amount of that goes to Kimberly. She is such a talented actress, but an amazing person, and, you know, she knows the character so well, and she's portrayed it for such a great amount of time that she just brings people to life when she works with them, and whether it's Steve or Maurice and everything else, and obviously those two guys are great actors, but, you know, a lot of that is Kimberly, because people really do respect her as a person, as an actress and everything else, and so, yeah, believe me, I am so fortunate that my story has been able to go on for this long with her and stay. I mean, we've had a long relationship in soap world time already. We haven't even got married yet.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait
for
Night Shift. I was kind of nervous, but I'm starting to get a little excited because I was really not happy.
Yeah, I hope so.
Year.
I mean, I know a lot of people had some reservations about maybe ever watching it again if we ended up doing it again, but I can honestly say, I'm speaking for, obviously, Kimberly, because we've talked about it, but we're really, really excited. We're really trying to, bring this show to a new height, if possible. I know it did really well last year, but, you know, as far as a prideful place, we really do want it to be successful. So I hope people do tune in and give it a chance and kind of make a judgment from there. But it's a different feel this time. And not the other one, I wasn't proud of the last one or whatever, but, you know, this one, I think we're all really getting behind it and really trying to promote it. So we're excited about
it. Can I ask you one question, Fava? Can you bring Kimberly to Boston this time, please?
Oh, geez, I don't know. She's a busy girl.
Oh, come on. Every time you guys have stuff together, I can never go to it.
Really?
I went to Boston last year when you were there, yeah? You were there last year, and I got to go with
was,
a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But everyone here is there this year. That's the only time I can go is when you guys come to Boston.
Well, I can talk to her about it, but yeah, I mean, it's great doing those things because we do get along, and it's fun to kind of bounce off the other person a little bit, and it takes a little bit of the pressure off just you when you're there in front of everybody. But we do have a good time doing them, and we do appreciate
them. Yeah, you handle them well. You handle them well.
I think maybe I get a little more comfortable each day, but I cannot deny that I am so nervous seconds before I'm about to go out there every single time.
Wow, you do well in hiding it.
Well, yeah, it's always a little nerve-wracking, though, for sure.
Try, beg her. Tell her we got some water to come.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. People are asking, when are you going to go do a personal appearance in Canada?
Well, I know I talked to a couple of people over the weekend about that, and I mean, I would love to go up there. I know Kimberly would really, really like to go up there, too. It's just these public appearances, as people probably know, you know, Debbie O'Connor does a couple of them. Linda Rowe does a lot of them for me in New York area, in Jersey. And I don't honestly know anybody up in Canada that does them. And it takes a lot of organization. It takes, you know, getting tickets out there and finding a venue and promoting it and all that kind of stuff. So it's not just as easy as saying, hey, let's go to Canada and do one of these. It kind of takes a certain promoter or somebody to kind of, you know, take it by the reins and organize it and everything. And then, which is a lot of work. And so, I mean, I would obviously be very, very open to doing something up there if you know, if somebody was available to kind of put the time in and maybe promote it the way that, you know, Debbie and Linda do, and even like Debbie Morris, she does a great job doing the GH fan event every year, and I've done some things with her also. So it takes a lot of work to put them on. But hey, if an opportunity came up, there's no doubt that Kimberly and I would both love to go up there.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on here to area code 321. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Stormy, and I have to say this. I'm very sorry, but I have to say hello to everyone on Soapdish who's listening to the radio show. all the Scrub fans have, like, a bunch of questions they want me to ask, but I have to ask mine, which is, when is Sam and Patrick going to have scenes together? Because I really like them.
Oh, is that right? That's funny. I don't know. We kind of run in different circles right now in Port Charles. But I adore Kelly. She's absolutely hilarious. And you know, we get along really well. And everybody gets along really well on the cast. But, yeah, I would love to work with her. When I first got on the show, I think...
Yeah.
Obviously, he bounced around a little bit, but we had some scenes in there, and every once in a while we'll cross paths. But, I would love to work with Kelly more. I think, it's such a long list of people that I'd want to work more with on that show. And, I mean, I love working with Kimberly every single day, but it is fun to work with other people and get different energies and all that kind of stuff. And I don't honestly know when there is that opportunity, but I would definitely be up to it.
Well, pimp it. Well, you know, Franz and Guza to write it in.
We'll see. I think he's got his hands full right now, and I don't think if I do anything wrong, Robin's not going to believe him anymore, and she'll split back to Paris on me.
Yeah. And take the baby.
Exactly.
You guys could be friends, because Patrick needs a friend, and Sam needs a friend, too. And
yeah,
anyway,
I think it'd be great. Patrick definitely needs somebody to talk to.
Actually, we want the Scrubs and Lucky and Sam to be like the new Fab Foursome, you know, and to like mix it up more.
Yeah.
And, like, have more scenes where, you know, there's, like, the cast intermingle and there's different, you know, just not segregate everybody in their own little storylines. I think that would be great.
I agree.
And I like, I know Kimberly and Kelly are, like, friends, so yeah. I'd like to them have, like, some scenes together, too, because I like Rob and Sam scenes a lot, too.
Yeah, good. We all love working with everybody. So any opportunity to work with integrated cast is we love it.
Yeah, it would be great. I would really like to see that. Okay, I have to ask you this question. Please apologize. They're bugging. They're screaming. They want to know the sex of the baby. Now, I told them it's twins, so I would be, you know, covered, but they don't believe me.
Yeah, we're going to pull.
You know, how about this? How about you nod your head if I get it right? Boy?
Okay.
Girl? Did you nod?
I nodded, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank
you. I know
her
three times. Just, I'm going to break her right now. It's triplets.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
You just screwed that up better. My dog was just the ball, fell off the balcony, and now it's rolling down the hill.
Aww.
He's looking at it like very, very sad.
Like, oh,
right,
my ball is gone.
Yeah, he just lost it.
Aww. Well, they already named one of the babies in the chat room. Madeline Georgina Drake.
Fake Drake? I don't know how that's going to fly.
I know. All right, let's go over here to area code 614. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Before I ask my question, I just want to tell you I think you do a great job playing Patrick.
Thank you.
Him lots of layers when the show doesn't really give him that many. The writing doesn't really, but I can see it in the little touches that you add and things you do with your eyes, things like that.
Wow, thank you.
And I really love it when Patrick touches Robin's pregnant belly, and I was wondering if you could throw more of that in there.
Yeah, I think for the first little while he'd get smacked if he did that, but now that I think we're in a better place, I think he's going to be a little more affectionate with both of them, really. So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Does that mean we're going to be getting any Patrick and Robin love scenes soon?
Not that I know of right this second, but I've only read up until,
even
Monday yet.
It's like the most sexless show ever.
Is it really? Yeah, I don't really know what to
compare
it to.
Other soap operas?
Yeah, because I watch a lot of hockey, and there's not that much sex on hockey either, so it's, yeah.
Oh, if you compare it, well, it's probably more than what's happening with Patrick and Robin.
Probably.
Their little kisses get cut off after, like, 2 seconds. They get nothing.
All right, well, I'll tell producers that Kimberly and I are going to make out more. How's that?
And the directors tell them to quit cutting off the kisses.
Okay.
Today, Anna and Eli got the kiss, and Patrick and Robin didn't even get to kiss after their big courtroom drama today. So, and then I liked your comment about them being not married yet, and wondered if that was an indication of anything to come.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think the great thing about this storyline right now, and I think where we've kind of come from and where we're going to, is that there's so many options right now. I mean, let alone, we haven't even explored that heavily that this baby is coming from an HIV-positive woman. And, you know, there's so much to explore there, obviously, which will come. Right now we're dealing with this whole, you know, their relationship and everything else, and obviously Patrick's ability to be a father or his I guess his commitment to being a father. So yeah, and then there's also Patrick and Noah and their relationship, and Robin and Anna, and there's so much to kind of do right now that I'm looking forward to it. And obviously, you know, marriage is another one. I'm sure that's a huge conversation that they're going to have. And we saw how the conversation went when he asked her to move in. So
I know. They
I can only guess that this one's going to be
2.5 years
we'll
not even living together.
Yeah. But,
all right, but I did have a question about your character of Patrick and your perception of it, because I am an online fan, and there seems to be like a general consensus online that the writers of the show and the executive producers and the executives behind the show basically see Patrick as the ladies' man, the bachelor that is never going to grow up, and then all the everything online, all the magazines, all the promotions always call him things like a babe-chasing bachelor and ladies' man, a man whore, womanizer, you name it. That's how Patrick is always described. Now, I personally have seen him growing up, not that growing up means that you can't do those things anymore, but I've seen growth in him. And he's only slept with really 2 or 3 women on the show, which, I mean, that's like a month for Sonny. And so I really think it's an ill-deserved reputation that Patrick has.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I mean, didn't really apologize for much in the beginning, and the way he was and everything else, and I think he came on the show, not the last thing he was looking for was a relationship, and I think he's that in many ways, in whatever dialogue it came across in, but he didn't expect to fall in love with somebody at the time, and I think even the Robin character is probably somebody that he didn't really picture himself with, but that is, I guess, the power of that woman or that character, whatever, and their connection. And I think those are the kind of things that if somebody does need to, I guess, change or grow up, those are the most important things. That's what's hopefully
going to make you realize and make you grow up are, you know, the love or the connection you have with a person, and I guess leaving behind what you what the person you kind of were or whatever in order to be the more responsible adult or the more responsible companion for somebody. So, yeah, it's been nice to be able to have the time to show that and not just change overnight and show, make mistakes and realize mistakes and talk about the mistakes and slowly grow into, I guess, the place we are right now. And I think things happen so, so quickly on daytime. So we've been obviously rewarded the luxury of taking our time with this relationship, and I think it kind of shows.
Do you think the writers and the executives behind the show actually do see Patrick as a ladies' man that will never be settled down? Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know to what extent that is, but, you know, I think they play it in certain ways. They play it with Noah, you know. I mean, Noah was known as somewhat like that at a younger age, and definitely he basically passed around a little bit in the beginning and stuff like that, but I don't know how unfair it is, to be honest with you, but at the same time, you know, I think maybe as far as they're maybe selling magazines and all that kind of stuff, maybe it does show more growth when you kind of remind people of where he's come from or whatever, not just selling magazines. I don't really mean it that way, but, you know, I think he has changed a lot, and I think if you go back and watch, I haven't personally done this, but if you go back and watch earlier episodes and all that kind of stuff, it's interesting to see the change in him. So,
right.
I don't know if it's completely unfair, but.
So do you think things like SoapNet advertise, like there's a SoapNet bio that calls Patrick a big chasing bachelor still and says he'll have wandering eyes around the hospital. I mean, is that all just kind of promotional something to get people talking then, or is that really how Night Shift is going to be again this year?
No, I mean, I don't, we're like I said, I think earlier, we're about to start shooting 4 this week, and no, there's really not, as of right now, there's not that much going on, but I mean, you know, he does like to flirt a little bit, he likes the female attention, but I think his heart lies, obviously, with Robin, and that's definitely the direction that he's going. So, but
well,
no, I mean, they're in a good place.
I don't mind
place.
The flirting, but is it going to be flirting that Robin notices and that she cares, that she?
I don't know. She's
that's
a pretty wise
kind of
girl. She notices a lot of things. But no, I mean, as of right now, no, we're shooting in, you know, like I said, 4, and we're in a good place right now. So I don't really see that changing. You know, I think hopefully it'll grow over 13 episodes.
And where is the Robin story with Jagger and Stone going?
Yeah, I can't really.
Is he going to be involved with him any?
Who knows? I don't know. They obviously have a big connection. I don't really think it's a big romantic connection. I think it's that might be, but I don't honestly know. You know, we're only, like I said, 4 in, so we have a long way to go. We have 9 more episodes. I don't honestly know where they've written to or not. So yeah, things can change. But as of now, Robin and Patrick are in a good place, and Jagger's come back into town, and I'm sure it'll mix some things up, but I don't know to what extent yet.
Mm-hmm. So he's been fighting pretty hard to be a family with Robin, so I don't think he'd let her go when she's pregnant, I guess.
Well, I think he's proven lately that he's not going to let her go without a pretty big fight, and I respect that, and I respect the character for making choices like that, so it's been nice to play.
Well, thank you very much for your questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Jason. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, I'm getting some questions in the chat room wondering, would you ever do stage work?
I have done very, very, very small amounts of stage, but yes, I think it would be an absolute challenge, and I think I should only speak for myself, but I think in this industry, for me anyways, I do like to kind of stretch a little bit, and that's why it has been fun maybe doing something a little bit different like Night Shift, and I think that would be another way to stretch as obviously a person, but as an actor also. I think it'd be, you know, a great opportunity to do something like that and kind of get a different energy in and see if I can actually do it.
Right.
I think a fear that I have with myself is getting complacent, and that's whether that's in a scene, a character, or a show, or even just in life and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it's nice to be consistent, but complacent is a different kind of, for me anyways, as far as my work-wise. I don't want to get complacent and just kind of take it for granted that I'm going to this job mm-hmm. every day and doing the same thing and just open my mouth and lines come out. Right. I have more respect for the show, the people I work with, and even Patrick, that to kind of just get lazy like that. So another opportunity to maybe do something different would definitely be stage. So I'd welcome it someday. Not right now, I don't know.
Right, no time for it. I mean, gosh, you're a busy guy, man. Busy guy. All right, let's move over here to area code 917, New York City. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson. Are you there? 917, what's your name? Hello, 917. Okay, 917 is really shy, and I guess they just keep hanging up on me. So I'm not picking you up again. Let's go to area code 908. You're on the phone with Jason Thompson. What's your name?
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
I was calling to ask about what you thought about the whole Anna is Hot storyline, because that was
the one that I wasn't really that part of.
Yes, that was.
I only watched maybe 30 seconds of those scenes. I don't watch my own stuff, let alone some other guy that's playing me. And no disrespect to the gentleman that played Patrick, because we needed somebody to do it. But, yeah, I was probably a little bit too jealous to watch it, so, and annoyed that I wasn't doing part of being part of it. But, hey, she's hot. She is hot. She's a good-looking woman. But even on top of that, I think they just have a really good time together, and they're getting to a good place right now, a fun place, I think. And she's kicked his butt a couple times over the last couple weeks. But through all that, and I think their small little conversations and all that stuff, I think they've gained respect for each other. And it's been fun. I absolutely adore Finola. She's amazing to work with. She's such a great person. She's a great mother, and she's, you know, she's helped out Kimberly over the years. Obviously, they're very, very close, and seeing them work together is so much fun to watch, because they just fall into this place of just absolute comfort, and they feed off each other so well that it's really, really fun to watch, and let alone be in scenes with them. So yeah, I absolutely adore Finola, but I didn't really watch what happened on those episodes. I
adore Finola too. I wish they would have didn't do the wacky hijinks with her, and you know, like, you know, Patrick's dad slept with her, and they're doing the whole Anna's Hot thing. you know. Not cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know she's going to stick around for a little bit. I don't know exactly when she's back, but I think from what she said over the weekend that she might be there until November, so which would be great, I think. A lot to explore there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, this next caller, Jason, her name is Maggie. She is a huge fan of All Soap. She calls in every single show that I have, and Maggie, you're on the phone with Jason. Maggie,
hi, how are you?
Good, Maggie, how are you?
Okay,
good.
Hi, Rob, I want to know when the baby's due.
I think the baby's due sometime in October. Yeah, so sometime in October, but I don't know the exact date. I think if you ask somebody else on the board, they'll probably know before me. So, I don't honestly know.
Yeah, my sister having a baby, and I can't wait for that, because I can't wait for the baby in my arms.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's very sweet.
No, me. No.
Okay.
No. My sister
is having a baby.
Yeah. Not
okay.
Me.
Oh, okay.
And I can't couple weeks we have a baby that I bought my sister. And I can't wait for that. And was a baby boy or a doll?
I don't know yet. I do, but I can't tell you yet because
we're still a little bit away from working it out. So, but I as soon as it airs, I'll tell you.
My baby eat the doll.
Is it? Oh, that's cool. So maybe we'll see. I don't know yet.
All
right, Maggie. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Thanks, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason, everybody's asking me about your documentary. What's going on with your documentary?
Yeah, it's done. We're in the process of basically finding some distribution for it. We have a pretty good opportunity to premiere it at the Amsterdam Film Festival. So I'm hoping, which is a great, great festival for documentaries. So I'm really, really hoping that we get that final push to get into the Amsterdam Film Festival. But, yeah, another project that I'm very, very proud of. And just all the respect in the world for the athletes that were part of the documentary. And Donnie, the director, my buddy Donnie directed it and followed these three triathletes for 4 years. And they're all legally blind in different ways, and just the amount of dedication and hard work that everybody had to put in to get the film done is unbelievable. So yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to people having the opportunity to see it and get their response from it and everything. Yeah.
Now, what is this other thing I'm seeing here for the Hit Factor?
Oh, Hit Factor was this little kind of short that a buddy of mine, they wrote a pilot for, and they ended up shooting a little short in order to kind of try and get it bought. So I just helped them out with that little short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Jason, I mean, we're running down to the wire with 3 minutes left to go.
Okay.
I think you're by far probably the most successful show that Stardish has had. Don't tell Megan Ward because you're going to beat her record.
Okay.
And she's gonna get jealous. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Wait to see what Night Shift season 2 is gonna hold. I'm really excited. So everybody, listen, July 22nd, 11 p.m. Eastern time on SoapNet. Please watch and give
it
a chance.
I'll call you halfway through the season and see how we're doing.
Oh, absolutely. You have an open invitation to the show whenever you want. I'll definitely have you back once things start picking up. I wanted to ask you if you wouldn't mind doing just a little Stardish promo for me.
Okay.
This is Jason Thompson on Stardish Radio, something like that, you know.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, what else do you want me to say? This is Jason Thompson.
You can just say, hi, this is Jason Thompson,
okay.
Dr. Patrick Drake on, you know, that kind of thing,
perfect.
On Stardish Radio.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening.
Aw, thank you so much. Oh, listen to this. Everybody is very concerned about you in the chat room. They're saying that they think you have a sore throat, and they want you to gargle with some turmeric and a cup of warm water.
Hilarious, yeah. I'm not that big of a talker, so an hour straight with all the attention on me is, it's hard on the throat. I'm not used to that.
Oh, geez. Well, I really appreciate you coming out
no,
here.
No, absolutely.
And
no,
hanging
any,
out with
anytime.
Us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And thanks for everybody who logged on and the questions and everything. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really am so very, very fortunate to have the job, and to get the support from all the fans is an amazing thing. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jason, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Great. Thank you. Bye, John.
All right. Good night. Bye. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for calling in, and I apologize to the people that I did not get through to on the phone. Of course, you know that you see that there was over 200 users in the chat room, and there was twice as many phone callers. Please come back tomorrow. Bradford Anderson is going to come by tomorrow for 30 minutes only. I repeatedly ask people to email me questions on MySpace because I have a feeling you're not going to get through on the lines, but no one has done it yet, which I'm a little disappointed. But he'll be on tomorrow, 10 p.m., and Antonio Sabato Jr. will be on 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday the 17th. So please, please, please make sure you tune in for Antonio and Bradford. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Stardish Radio, and have a wonderful night.